faster than shit through a goose, more powerful than a 1973 Ford Pinto, able to leap from the couch within a couple of tries. Look, over there. It's a rhino. It's a landmass. No, it's Captain Punishment. Working class, limp dick, bad guy, ass kicker. Operation Attack Squirrel presents the Captain Punishment Adventure Hour. This week's issue, the God-fearing simpletons of Skag City, along with the My Dong Lo Wee Corporation versus Captain Punishment. Part 3, Court, is now in session. But first, a quick message from our sponsor.
This issue of the Captain Punishment Adventure Hour is brought to you by Cratch's Deli, home of the popular meat curtain sandwich. Cratch's Deli, so good you'll want to rub it all over your face. Not available 1 week out of each month.
Previously on the Captain Punishment Adventure Hour, Captain Punishment spent 6 weeks in the hospital after pulling a groin muscle during the Skag City Marathon. He also went on Operation Catwalk and may have gotten blown up or something else bad.
Please don't do this. Let me go. I'm gonna blow.
Oh, you're gonna blow, all right.
Hey, anybody else think that glowing red kid over there is weird?
The spectrometer is off the freaking charts! He's an anomaly, sir!
Oh, shit. He was probably telling the truth. Take cover, everybody! Skinny jeans incoming!
Quickly, sir. Under my portable force field dome.
Don't forget me!
And me! And me!
There's not enough room!
No, Heidi. Run for the red man. He's a huge fan.
That is fun!
Engage the force field, Lawrence.
Abel Carrington explodes. This time, with such force, it evaporates most everything inside the shanty. The blast sends the walls of the structure flying in different directions. Body parts and gore were everywhere. Lying on the ground, unconscious, in a fetal position, is Abel Carrington, whose skin is returning to normal.
Well, that was a first time for Daddy.
I just need to know if Heidi's dead, because if she's not, I'll never hear the German end.
Force field off. Watch out for all the entrails.
Hey! Look at the naked kid.
He's unharmed. Interesting.
I would just like to point out now that he caused this. My gas and electric have been shut off for at least 6 months.
Son, are you all right?
I told you I needed help.
He passed out. We have to get him medical attention.
Yay. I found what's left of Heidi. Splendid.
Captain, we need to take care of this.
Slow down there, Lardman. My home was just destroyed by this little fucker. I don't know about anybody else, but I need a shot.
We need to isolate him. Help him get control of his ability. Study his power levels.
Has anybody seen my keys? Oh, here they are under this torso.
Sir, I've read about other cases similar to this. Young people with these kind of abilities. If they go unchecked, the outcomes are disastrous.
Always with the dramatics, Lardman.
Please, sir.
What do you want me to do? My ghetto headquarters is now tits up. Besides, Defendant Franco's ain't on my business card. And nobody, not even you, with those fuck me eyes, is gonna change that.
Citizens, which of you is Francis Townhouse?
Eesh, I guess that'd be me.
You guess. I'll make sure, lowlife.
Lowlife?
Standing before our hero was Skag City's own traveling court official, Magistrate Melancholy. Decked out in a long black judge's robe, which was connected to large puffy gold shoulder pads, the man was still an imposing figure, even in his olive green bodysuit with matching gloves and boots. Through a slit in the robe came his arms, one of which usually held his standard issue hand cannon. His helmet had a double M on the forehead, while the rest of it covered most of his face. The only thing that could be seen was his constantly snarled teeth. Judges needed to be tough in Skag City, and Magistrate Mo Melancholy was known throughout the land as a legendary skull crusher.
I'm Magistrate Melancholy, court-appointed supernatural affairs chancellor for the 4th District of Robust County, hereby charge one Francis Townhouse, a.k.a. Captain Punishment, with code violation 17B-15EEE. plus section 8 minus 4 plus 17 divided by 7 of Article 2 directly from the official anomaly guidelines. Mishandling of an anomaly ability. In addition, you have been linked with the disappearance of one Chuck L. Zabrowski, aka Professor Z. And finally, a civil lawsuit filed by the My Dong Lo Wee Corporation for copyright infringement.
Wow, you were serious about selling your logo?
Yep.
Francis Tadhouse, now that you have been briefed in all charges in all these cases, how do you plead?
This can't be happening.
Mr. Tadhouse, that is not an acceptable answer. How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
Neither. I didn't do anything. I honestly don't know how I even managed to wake up today.
Once again, that answer is unacceptable. One last time. How do you plead?
What's plead mean?
Sir, Mr. Townhouse is not capable of understanding.
And who are you?
Special Agent Larry Lardman with...
Special Agent Larry Lardman, I was not speaking to you. Are you counsel for Mr. Townhouse?
No.
Then I say, stay quiet, or you'll find yourself in contempt of court.
But I was only...
Mr. Lardman, I find you in contempt of this court.
Melancholy aims his voice-activated hand cannon.
Set the stun.
And fires a stun beam.
No, wait.
Hitting Lardman in the chest.
Ugh! I soiled myself.
Ha! Way to go, Lardman, you fucking clown.
Mr. Townhouse, I now hold you in contempt of court.
Don't raise at me, bro!
Once the two troublemakers were stunned off their ass, Melancholy took out a small, black, hockey puck-sized object from his belt and placed it on the ground. Taking a few steps back, Melancholy activates the mysterious device with a small remote.
Thank you for using Windows 95. Portable holographic courtroom setup number 7 activated. One moment, please.
As the voice finishes, a digital courtroom forms around the judge, encompassing everyone in the immediate area. Punishment and Lardman find themselves behind a defense table as Melancholy takes his rightful place behind the judge's bench. As he sits, his hand cannon transforms into the shape of a gavel. The dismembered crowd fill the courtroom for this interesting display of judicial process. A restraint field covers young Abel Carrington, who is still on the ground unconscious. Holographic bailiff Bart materializes and addresses the court.
All rise. Court is now in session. The Honorable Magistrate Mo Melancholy presiding.
Okay, this just got serious.
Please be seated. In the first case of the God-fearing simpletons of Skag City versus Francis Townhouse, you have pleaded not guilty. Is that correct, sir?
I have no idea if this is real or if I'm having another helium flashback, so... yeah, I'm gonna go with not guilty, Your Honor.
Mr. Townhouse, it has come to the attention of the Skag City Supernatural Affairs Division that you are currently in possession of what appears to be an extremely dangerous anomaly. Known as one, Abel Carrington. This young man has recently been linked to several other explosions in the area and must be taken into containment custody immediately. You, sir, have been charged with misusing this young man's abilities for personal gain, which I'm sure you know is a federal crime. What do you have to say for yourself, pissant?
There is no case. The kid came into my place and he blew the F up. I never even met him before, and frankly, I am insulted by these ludicrous and outlandish accusations. It's like Roe versus Wade all over again.
Sir, I will not have that kind of gibberish in my courtroom. The facts are indisputable. Abel Carrington was in your home when he combusted. Therefore, he was your responsibility.
But that doesn't seem very fair.
The law isn't fair, Mr. Townhouse. It's meant for white people. You have a silly and immature defense. So unless you have any evidence to support your claim, I have no choice but to rule in favor
Objections, Your Honor.
And you are...
Tim Geringer. Now, the one and only host of Operation Catwalk. Thank you, opportunity.
Make your point, Derringer. Speak like a man.
Ooh, forceful. I like that. Anyway, I can vouch for Mr. Townhouse. He was completely caught off guard by our little friend over there and should be acquitted of all charges.
Mr. Derringer, your testimony is strictly hearsay and is not admissible. You need viable proof.
I think my cameraman recorded the whole thing before he was obliterated.
That's right. If the camera still works, it will clear the captain.
Electroshock.
cheese and rice! Ah!
Mr. Larman, I will fry your tiny balls off. Now quiet!
I have what's left of the camera right here.
Bailiff, log this camera as evidence. Mark it as Exhibit 16H.
The bailiff walks over to Derringer and takes the camera. A digital window opens next to him so he can place the camera inside. Miraculously, the device is able to analyze the damaged camera footage. Within a few seconds, images of the events in question pop up for the entire courtroom to see.
Please don't do this! Let me go! I'm gonna blow!
Right there! He forced his way in, and when we tried to get him to leave, presto, blammo! So, definitely not guilty, or whatever.
In light of this new evidence, I hereby dismiss the charges of mishandling of an anomaly ability.
Great. So can I please get back to being a useless waste of space?
Moving on to the next case.
Wait a minute. I'm going through multiple trials in one day?
The dockets are backlogged several months out.
This is platypus shit! Can't a guy even get a fucking whiskey break around this bitch?
Mr. Townhouse, that language will not be tolerated in my courtroom. Electric shock.
Sweet! Yarkins! That's terrible!
Moving on. Mr. Townhouse, according to various reports, you're the last known person to have seen one Chuck L. Zabrowski, a.k.a. Professor Z, alive. Is that correct?
Maybe. I plead the fifth because telling the truth will incriminate me.
Well, Mr. Punishment, if these reports are true, and for the record, I do believe they are, then you will need to confirm the whereabouts of Mr. Zabrowski.
He's no longer with us. He's somewhere out there.
Out where exactly?
The beyond.
Could you elaborate?
Not really. It's complicated. Like, fancy brain complicated.
Be that as it may, would you say that Mr. Zabrowski is still alive?
Well, one can always hope, but most likely not.
I see. Is there anything else you can tell us about the incident?
I don't know what happened, but it wasn't my fault, no matter what anybody says.
Fine. Then is this court's ruling that Chuck L. Zabrowski has officially been declared deceased? With that taken care of, we shall proceed with the reading of Mr. Zabrowski's last will and testament.
That fucker had a will? Are you flip-flopping serious?
I, Chuck L. Zabrowski, being of sound body and mind, do hereby leave these items to the following people. To my nephew Carlos, I leave my pristine collection of Fatso Catso porcelain figurines. To my cousin Eduardo, I leave my Highlander first season box set, missing discs 3 and 5. To my stepbrother Dennis, I leave my serial killer trading card collection.
This went on for almost 2 hours.
To my long-lost dog Sporty, I leave...
Until finally...
To Francis Townhouse, I leave my most prized possession, the Zabrowski Academy for wayward yet gifted boys and unfortunately girls. I force on him the daunting task of shaping the minds of new anomalies, alongside handling the duties of institution's administrative headmaster.
Ah, balls.
With the school, Townhouse will also inherit the task of keeping my impeccable legend honorable and without blemish. So to reiterate, all anomaly responsibilities are Francis Townhouse's and his alone. Yours truly, Chuck L. Zabrowski. Esquire.
That rotten bastard.
And it is the judgment of this court that, as of right now, Francis Townhouse has been named legal headmaster of the Zabrowski Academy for wayward yet gifted boys and unfortunately girls. He will immediately assume all duties, whether they be financial or supportive. He shall submit monthly reports to the appropriate government agencies for the city of Salem Center and for the county of Skagchester. Congratulations, Mr. Townhouse.
Preposterous! The court should already know I shouldn't be around children.
Our final case for the day is that of Mai Dong Lo Wee Corporation versus Francis Townhouse. Mai Dong Lo Wee Corporation is suing Mr. Townhouse for the sum of $1.2 million for copyright infringement. The plaintiffs will now join us from South Korea via Hype Vision.
On the screen is the image of several South Korean businessmen sitting around a long table.
Agasetowa.
Hello, Magistrate. The Mai Dong Lo Wee Corporation hopes to end this messy affair quickly.
Thank you. Mr. Townhouse, it is my opinion that this case is cut and dry. You no longer have the right to use that logo, sir. And since you are currently standing in front of me, clearly violating this order, I have no other option but to side with the plaintiff.
It was these guys, Judge. I told them, but...
Mr. Townhouse, stop. You had a legal responsibility, sir. and you did nothing. I hereby grant the My Dong Lo Wee Corporation the sum of $1.2 million.
Whoa! Captain, get up! Get up!
Someone resuscitate this fat louse. It's final judgment time.
Please, sir, get yourself together. This doesn't look like it's getting any better.
Why do I keep waking up, Lardman? God damn it!
Francis Townhouse, concerning the cases reviewed today, I have given my judgment in each instance. With the power granted to me by the City of Skag, I hereby begin the battle portion of this hearing.
Battle portion?
We shall engage in combat to finalize all of the decisions. Prepare yourselves for fisticuffs.
Fista what?
We are going to fight. I win, all of my decisions stand. You win, all of my decisions go in your favor. Begin! Gun, set the main!
Hey, don't do that! Gun, mind your business!
Is this the law, Townhouse?
Melancholy fires his gun at Punishment. But as our hero dodges, he tumbles over. Another shot is fired. But the captain manages to scurry behind him.
Lardman, help!
I'm here for you, sir.
Lardman runs at Melancholy, but is blown backward by a main blast.
My dignity!
I'll deal with you later, Lardman.
It's time I leave.
Don't run away, you pussy!
As Punishment peeks up, he is hit in the shoulder by a main blast.
Ow! All right, damn it. That's it. I've had enough of this bullshit.
The captain rises to his feet. Just as another shot flies in his direction. With all his pitiful might, he hops into the air, deflecting the blast with his belt buckle. The blast hits the running Tim Derringer, dissolving one of his legs.
Designers, I need this pant leg hemmed stat.
I like the effort, Townhouse.
Thanks, but I don't need your approval, fucko.
Melancholy fires again and our hero hops. Belt buckle ricochets the blast. A nosy bitch who should have stayed inside is hit in the face.
Stop making me main blast innocent citizens!
One more blast flies off the belt buckle, this time hitting a deaf and blind orphan boy who happened to be in the area pulling a wagon for some reason.
No! You'll pay for this, Punishment!
I can't pay, thanks to you, fucker!
Our hero huffs and puffs his way toward Melancholy, dodging various blasts. As Punishment rushes up to the magistrate, the two begin a very impressive slobber knocker of a fist fight.
Quit biting my nuts!
For what seems like a really hardcore 10 minutes, the two exchange blows back and forth, turning their bodies into roast beef. Eventually, the pair stand there just swaying at each other, trying to stay conscious.
Your skills are impressive, Townhouse. I'll give you that.
It was me, Dad. I ate the last piece of cheesecake. Yeah.
The captain finally got the upper hand when he blacked out and collapsed onto Melancholy, thrusting him onto the ground.
No, not like this.
Punishment lay on the magistrate in a bleak and obese victory. The defeated officer of the court fought to breathe as the captain smothered him. Suddenly, the unconscious Abel Carrington awakens from his slumber. Looking around, he notices the two men lying in their awkward embrace.
Dad? Dad, is that you?
Abel. Abel, my boy. It is I.
Please, Captain Punishment, don't kill my dad.
Do not fear my death, boy. It will all be over soon. Look away. Look away, and it's not to get hit by guts.
You're crushing my dad, man! Get your fat ass off!
All right, kid, take it easy. Papa don't move so quick these days. Ugh.
The captain gets up and stretches. Realizing he has an opportunity, the magistrate kicks Punishment in the family jewels.
Not necessary.
Melancholy back somersaults, which allows him to pop back up to his feet. He then takes a quick second to main blast our hero for good measure.
Oh, sweet child of my...
Dad, no!
Thanks for the assist, son. Francis Townhouse, it is this court's ruling that all of my previous decisions stand and shall be carried out in full. You have been magistrate because I make the decrees. Court is adjourned.
Oh, what a dirty underwear kind of day.
Abel, my boy, that's how you handle your business like a man. Here, let's get you out of that protective shield. Now, why didn't you come to me with this problem instead of this pathetic excuse for excrement?
Hey, I mean, it may be true, but you gotta kick a guy while he's down.
What was I supposed to do, Dad? You're never around.
Blame your mother. She doesn't open up to me emotionally.
No, Dad, that's not it. You care more about the law than you do about anything else.
Someone has to keep order! Why is that such a hard concept for civilians to understand?
Why can't you understand that I need a father? Mom can't fill that void, no matter how many strap-ons she wears.
I've had enough of this, Abel. It's time to go.
I'm not going with you!
Son, we need to get this new ability of yours under control. It's not safe for others having you out in the streets.
You can't control me, Dad! Nobody can!
Calm down, son. A containment unit is en route. We will get you help. Next thing you know, you'll be back to watching those G.I. Jimbo programs you love so much.
You don't even know me! I haven't watched G.I. Jimbo in years, but how would you know that? Angst, angst, angst!
Abel's power suddenly consumes him, but unlike the other times, it seems a tad bit harnessed.
Nobody gets me. So everyone must die! Ah! Angst, angst, angst!
Uh-oh. Here he goes again.
Well, we're all dead. Wish I could say it's been fun, Larman.
And now, a quick message from our sponsor.
This issue of the Captain Punishment Adventure Hour is brought to you by Cratch's Deli. Come in and wrap your lips around our loose meat. Cratch's Deli, where the smell is just our world-famous coleslaw.
Can Abel Carrington be stopped? Will Captain Punishment have to come up with $2 million? Where is Dr. Intense in all of this? Find out in next week's issue, when Captain Punishment has uninteresting intercourse with Martha Stewart. Same cap time, same cap station. This issue was written by
Mac Welch,
illustrated by Tony Perry, inked by
Emily O'Connor,
RJ Battier,
Jeremiah Jerkowitz,
colored by
Amber Malott,
Mike Horton,
lettered by
Michael Higgins,
Kevin Voss,
edited by
Michael Hall,
published by
Brenda Welch.
This issue was recorded at
Plain Truth Entertainment Recording Studio, NYC.
And engineered by
Steve Sola, a.k.a. The Mix King.
Yeah!
Puss cat, yeah, yeah. Puss cat, yeah, yeah. Puss cat, yeah, yeah. Puss cat, yeah, yeah. Puss cat, yeah.